This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Among those celebrating the 4th of July this weekend were Coloradans who've been displaced from their homes by wildfires. Denverite's Kevin Beatty visited an evacuation center in Pueblo that made room for fun amid a difficult weekend.
It looked like a normal community barbecue, hot dogs and lemonade and kids running in the grass. But this gathering in Pueblo took place near the rec center, where people have been sleeping for days after the Aspen fire forced them from their homes. John Overton helped organize the event.
We could break bread together and, you know, maybe for a moment it won't seem like our world's on fire. And if, you know, if we could sit down and laugh together and have a meal, then maybe our losses aren't as significant as, you know, as we imagined they were.
Across the lawn, a donation center buzzed with activity as people picked up essentials. Michael Kringland had to evacuate the San Isabel area last Monday, and he says he found solace here, both as a recipient and as a volunteer helping others.
We have to find things to keep us grounded in a sense of community and normalcy, so that way we can find things that keep us connected to each other and to the community around us.
The Aspen Acres fire grew over the weekend, making it one of the largest in state history. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
The state of Colorado has a new partnership to power its buildings with renewable energy. Here's CPR's Sam Brash.
The Colorado State Land Board will tap community solar to power most of its buildings. The model is an alternative to rooftop solar. Rather than putting panels directly on a building, community solar lets buildings offset their power bills by subscribing to an off-site solar farm. Through a partnership with developer Pivot Energy, the state estimates it'll save $25,000 a year and comply with its own climate standards. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
More news at CPR.org. An ozone alert is in place today for the Central and Northern Front Range.